getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Barry Crane, senior pastor of North Sound Church in Edmonds. Some of us find flying stressful, but the flight attendant safety brief is designed to comfort and inform. We've heard the standard talk, but one of Alaska Airlines flight attendants decided to make her speech a little more interesting. Here's what she said. Hello, and welcome to Alaska Flight 438 to San Francisco. If you're going to San Francisco, you're in the right place. If you're not going to San Francisco, you're about to have a really long evening. We'd like to tell you now about some important safety features of this aircraft. In the event of a loss of cabin pressure, these baggy things will drop down over your head. You stick it over your nose and mouth like the flight attendant is doing now. The bag won't inflate, but there's oxygen there, I promise. If you're sitting next to a small child or someone who is acting like a small child, please do us all a favor and put your mask on first. If you're traveling with two or more children, please take a moment now to decide which one is your favorite. Help that one first and then work your way down. In the seat pocket in front of you is a pamphlet about the safety features of this plane. I usually use it as a fan when I'm having my own personal summer. It makes a very good fan. It also has pretty pictures. Please take it out and play with it now. There is no smoking in the cabin on this flight. There is also no smoking in the lavatories. If we see smoke coming from the lavatories, we will assume you are on fire and put you out. This is a free service we provide. There are also two smoking sections on this flight, one outside each wing exit. We do have a movie in the smoking sections tonight. Hold on, let me check what it is. Oh, here it is. The movie tonight is Gone with the Wind. Now, regarding that baggy thing the flight attendant referred to, she says, always put your own on first before helping someone else. And the obvious reason is that if you don't get enough oxygen and you pass out, then you're not going to be much help to anybody. The scripture reminds us in Luke chapter 10 that the great commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. The second part is that we're to love our neighbor as ourselves. If we don't look after ourselves, we soon won't be much of help to others. Perhaps it's time for an inventory of how you are doing with self-care. Are you looking after yourself physically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually? Sometimes folks wait too long to get help. May I encourage you to look after yourself? Don't wait until complete brokenness to find healing and wholeness.
You've been listening to Pastor Barry Crane of North Sound Church in Edmonds. For more details about the church, visit them online at northsoundchurch.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.